Anybody got a teenager? No? You probably do, but you don't have the energy to say anything. I don't know how to describe this kid. I really don't. He brags about things you shouldn't admit to. The other day, he walked through the kitchen, and he looks at us. I haven't showered in 4 days. just likes to hurt us. He really likes to hurt us. And he's big. He's 6'5", my son. Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't shower. There's a lot going on, man. There's a lot going on. Yeah, he's big. Plays varsity basketball. I'm not bragging. He's not that good. He's not that good. He's not. He'll get better. He played with a kid. He played 1 year with this kid who got drafted yesterday in the NBA, Aaron Holiday. Yeah. Yeah, he got to play with him. This was cool. The trainer called our house once and said Aaron bit Joe in the forehead. They were going up for a layup. Aaron's teeth went into Joe's head. And my wife got, you know, she's upset. Oh, he's going to need stitches. And then she got mad at me because all I could think was maybe it's like a Spider-Man bite. Maybe I start going to the games now. Huh? Maybe Joe can dunk now. At 6'5". God forbid he jumps 4 inches off the ground and dunks for his father. Make an effort, Joe. And now he drives. Why do we give 16-year-olds licenses? My son doesn't care about anything. He called me the other day, he's like, hey, Dad, I'm in the car. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm out of gas right now. What do you mean you don't know, Joe? Are you moving? Is the car moving? And I'm moving, and I'm moving. I put my foot on the pedal, I'm not going anywhere. All right, where are you, Joe? And he's very calm now. He's la-di-da. I'm here, I'm on the 101. The 101 is a 5-lane highway. Nothing. So I assume, like anybody would, oh, you're on the side of the road now? Now I'm in the middle lane right now. What do you mean, Joe? Where's the urgency? And I swear to you, this is the exchange, because I'm panicking now. What's the traffic like? Ah, well, behind me it's bad, but it's moving in front of me. I'm going to kick your ass. I'm going to kick your ass, Joe, because you need fear. You need fear in your life. And my wife tries to spin it. You know, whatever he does, she puts the spin on it. Well, he doesn't panic. He's zen. He's a very zen-like boy. Like astronauts. Maybe he'll be an astronaut one day. Oh, you think so? Really? I don't want to burst your bubble, but if he can't interpret the gas gauge on a Mazda, he ain't getting in the space shuttle. I'll tell you right now. Give that up. My kid is not an astronaut. Unless an astronaut bites him. If an astronaut bites him, then we got a chance. Incredible. I think he does things just to get a reaction, really. My friend the other day said to me, hey, my son told me that Joe is an ordained minister now. Like, well, what? I guess online for like $5 or whatever. Here's what pissed me off. Not that he did it, but when I asked him about it, I text him, Joe, are you an ordained minister? And his reply, pretty much. I'm going to punch you, Joe. That's not the answer. That's not how you answer that question. That's the answer to, did your rash go away? Pretty much, I'm an ordained minister.
Watch Ray Romano right around the corner, only on Netflix.